Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Time to go blitzing all around the Beltway. We are 1 hour away from the first pitch of a must-have game for the Nats to try to avoid a series loss to the Atlanta Braves, who they're chasing in the National League East. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. Let's kick off the blitz. Before we get to the Redskins and tonight's preseason debut in New England, we start at Nats Park. Our insider, Craig Heiss, joins us. The Nats find themselves two games over 500 after back-to-back losses. The pitching matchup today is Anibal Sanchez, 6-3 with a 2.89 ERA, against Gio Gonzalez, 6-8 with a 4.04. Let's start with Gio. It has not been good lately.
Last time out, 6 runs over 3 2/3. He throws 94 pitches, can't get out of the fourth inning. Got to be better today. He's got to get at least to the sixth inning for this club with a manageable pitch count.
Scary that he's on the mound, maybe with your season in some ways on the line.
Yeah.
That's overstated a bit. Anibal Sanchez is 10-1 in his career against Washington. He's pitched brilliantly against this team.
We've been teasing each other in the press box for the last couple of days, talking about Sanchez and how he can just basically roll his glove out to the mound and beat this team. This is not an easy test today for the Nationals. They're going to have to be on top of their game. They're going to have to come up with clutch hits when they get men on base. Last night they didn't do that. 11 left on base. They stranded the bases loaded twice. That can't happen today.
And you can only hear the game, by the way, on 106.7 The Fan. It's not on the television set. It's on the Facebooks. But if you want to listen to it, I would go to 106.7 The Fan. That's just me. Heisty, to me, I look at this series, and the one that you needed to win was Max Scherzer's start. You go on paper and I go, you're going to get beat by Tommy Malone, a team that could swing it. Okay, that's the one that I'm going to be kicking myself after the series ends.
No doubt about it. And we talked about it on the blitz before the first game.
Yep.
We said, if there's a way they can steal that first game, which they did, Rodriguez went out there, gave them 5 strong innings, and they win that game 8-3. They turn around and they lose the nightcap. Herrera giving up the 2 in the ninth. He has a stiff shoulder. He didn't tell anybody about it. He went out there, tried to gut his way through it. It cost him. It cost the team. And now they've lost 2 of 3. They need this one today without question.
Bryce Harper has 3 homers and 6 batted in, both leading the team in the last week, hitting .350 in that time. He was scratched today, will not be in the lineup. What do we know?
We know that Dave Martinez talked to him before the game. Bryce came in, walked through the clubhouse. He was limping a little bit. He got hit last night on the leg, down by the ankle, just above it. He was swollen today. Said he just couldn't get loose when he was out here kind of walking around and running around. Couldn't get loose. He is available to pinch hit off the bench, maybe late in this game if they need him.
Heisty, a couple times here I felt of late some deer in the headlights vibe on Davey Martinez. Thinking, Kevin Long's gotten run twice and Davey's hadn't. I think it's just one time for him this year. There were some chances for him to maybe step up and support some of his guys, not pinch hitting for Matt Wieters and letting the pitcher bunt for himself down 6 runs. Couple different things. It's felt like things are happening, like a guy who's afraid to jump out in the middle of the street playing Frogger, right? Where all the cars are passing by. Oh, man, this looks too arduous. At a certain point, doesn't he have to plunge in?
He does, but you know what? I'll give him credit for one thing last night. Even when Tommy Malone gave up the 3 home runs and he was down 7-1, he still let him bat. And my reason for that was, I give him a lot of credit because you manage today with an eye on tomorrow. And if Gio goes out there and he struggles and he throws a ton of pitches, you're going to need your bullpen.
Sure.
So he saved the pen last night. And Malone did have some location problems with the home runs. But he threw strikes. He didn't walk anybody. We'll see where it goes from here.
Heisty, we're coming upstairs in just a few minutes. We'll
All
see
right.
you in the press box.
See you, brother.
Thank you, brother. There's Craig Heiss. Let's talk some football. Another insider, another Craig. Hoffman is our Redskins beat reporter. He is in New England at Foxborough today, where the Redskins are taking on the Patriots. Craig, rule some players out for us today. What's the deal?
Yeah, we know that Jamison Crowder and DJ Swearinger are not going to play. Those two guys have been battling minor injuries. Both participated at least somewhat in practice, the final one before they left for New England. But Jay Gruden said that they are not going to play. Other than that, you know, everyone's kind of TBD. Maybe, you know, some guys down the roster, like Montez Carter, I don't think is going to play the seventh string running back. But in terms of the main guys, those are the only guys that have been 100% ruled out besides Chris Thompson. From there, though, I'd be kind of surprised if Jordan Reed plays, although he might get a series. I'd be surprised, very surprised, if Trent Williams plays. Morgan Moses, I think, is up in the air. Josh Doctson is up in the air. Both of those, Moses and Doctson, I think probably are not going to play either. But in terms of 100% out, Crowder, Swearinger, Thompson.
Craig, give me some guys who can really help themselves tonight, who are going to get extended run, whether it's, you know, the backups, guys trying to make the club, trying to make an impression, et cetera. We know a lot of these top-end positions. I feel like we have a good feel for who the starters are almost everywhere. Who are some guys that can help themselves tonight that we should have an eyeball on?
I mean, Rob Kelly, I think, can help himself a lot, or Samaje Perine, if one of those guys has a big night. Kelly's been great in the preseason the past couple of years, and he's even been decent in the regular season at points, obviously. But his health is not helps him be consistent at all. But he's fighting with Perine for a roster spot. If one of those guys shines, that's going to put them ahead. Right now, it seems like Kelly is ahead, but we'll see if one of those guys can separate at all, or in Perine's case, at least close the gap. I think at the safety position, down the roster, you know, Troy Apke with a fourth-round pick, but Kenny Ladler's been really, really good. A guy who was a 2015 draft pick undrafted free agent out of Vanderbilt, has been through the football wilderness up to the CFL, spent a lot of time just waiting for a call, and he's had a really good camp. I think he's someone who could make an impact tonight and potentially work his way towards a roster spot. At cornerback, I think you got, you know, Dunbar obviously is trying to beat out Skandrick on the outside. I think Fabian Moreau can, both outside in the slot, kind of help solidify in the coaching staff's eyes what he's capable of, and that could affect some decision-making moving forward. Danny Johnson, undrafted free agent, who's had a really good camp. Greg Stroman, who has not had a good camp at cornerback. I think all those guys at those positions really could help themselves, or obviously could go poorly for them tonight. And the last position to watch to me is middle linebacker. You know, Marshall Spate's probably on the outside looking in right now. Can he prove that he belongs on this team? Can Zach Vigil show something? Or the rookie, Sean Deon Hamilton. I don't know how much he's going to play. They're still kind of – they got him on a pitch count, so to speak. Not to step on Heiske's territory there, but they got him on a pitch count. And so I don't know how much we'll see him, but he's a guy who's been really impressive in camp, and if he can prove it in the game, I think that changes the dynamic of what they do at middle linebacker.
Let me go back to wide receiver and drill down a little deeper for a second. I like Maurice Harris's game. I'd like to see him make this roster. I also like Brian Quick. I feel like they might be vying for the same spot. And how does Trey Quinn factor in? Now, tonight may not shed a lot of light on this, but as we move forward, what's that competition like?
Yeah, no, the Harris and Quinn actually might be more competition than I think any of us realize, because Maurice can play the slot. Like, he plays. One of the things they like about him and having him around, and why they were so thrilled to have him on the practice squad ready to go last year, break in case of emergency, is because he knows every single route. You know, it's the old Ryan Grant thing. Well, he plays every slot. He knows every route out of every position. There's value to that for a coach like Jake Gruden, who uses a lot of different personnel packages and a lot of different formations, and to have a guy who's not going to screw it up for everyone else, at the very least, is positive. And for Harris, he's got a little more upside than that. He has a flair for the spectacular. The thing is athletically, does he do enough to move the needle for you? And the answer so far has been no. And for a guy, you know, I think he's much more competing with Robert Davis for a roster spot, an obviously very talented guy who has not shown the consistency that Harris has. And so it's going to come down, I think, to the upside versus consistency. But if Harris shows enough, I think he can win that job. I think Quick is a veteran, is a guy. He might not play tonight. He's got a thigh bruise that's bothering him, and he didn't practice the last 2 days that we were down in Richmond. But I think Quick is someone who, because of his veteranness, is going to make this team. And I think Quinn, as a draft pick, is probably going to make it because Jay likes him a lot. But if it becomes so undeniable, guys, that, you know, Quick, Harris, and Davis are the best three out of, you know, the four, including Quinn, I think they could try to sneak Quinn on the practice squad as the last pick of the draft and think that they can get him there and use Harris as the backup slot guy to Jamison Crowder instead.
Follow Craig Hoffman at Craig Hoffman for updates throughout tonight's game and this season. Appreciate you, buddy.
I'm going to go have a lobster roll now. Bye, guys.
Attaboy.
Enjoy yourself. There's Craig. We're Grant and
I'm sure
Danny.
He's going to eat.
He's not going to. He's not going to eat the bun. I know that.
Yeah, he'll look
he's
at
like,
the bun.
I'll eat a little bit of the lobster, but don't give me the bun, please.
Don't get me started on how much I eat, said the guy with 2.4% body fat.
It's like when you go on a date with a girl. She's like, well, normally I have burgers, but tonight it's going to be lettuce.
I always eat so
Craig.
Much. Me when I see food. LOL.
You don't eat.
We'll get you ready for the Nats and the Braves from Nats Park next on The Fan.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Stretch run of Grant and Danny. Just a few minutes left from Nationals Park. Charlie Slows, Dave Jagler. Pre-game starts in 10 minutes. We got a few notes for you on the Nats and the Braves in a must-have game to avoid a series loss today for Washington, matinee style, at home in Southeast D.C. But tonight, Danny, the NFL returns. The Redskins hit the road.
Yeah.
They are in New England to take on the Patriots. Hello again, everybody. I'm Grant Paulson, joined, as always, by Danny Ruye. And as we look live at the field, you see Alex Smith getting ready to make his Redskins debut. Which Alex Smith will they get this year? The guy that for about a dozen seasons was just a guy, a Jag, absolutely mediocre and pedestrian. Or will they get a guy who was in the running for the MVP award as one of the league's most prolific passers last year? We'll find out starting tonight.
You're absolutely right, Grant. He's the greatest quarterback of all time. He'll hand it off to the best running back ever to play. That is, of course, Darius Geis, throwing to the greatest receiver that ever was, Josh Doctson. Now, the big question for the Redskins tonight and all season long, the health of Jordan Reed, a guy that got hurt one time because a blade of grass looked at him funny. He is going to be available for almost 10% of the Redskins' snaps, and when he is, they can move the football in short to intermediate chunks of 5 to 7 yards. That's going to be the key for this team this year. How will they fare? Find out, Axe.
Tommy, fire it back up. Ready? Let's restart it. Here we go. You
yes.
ready? Whenever you're ready, sir.
Yep.
Good evening again, Redskins fans, and welcome to Foxborough, Massachusetts, Gillette Stadium, where the Redskins get set to take on the perennial championship contending New England Patriots. Hello again, everybody. I'm Grant Paulson, joined as always by Danny Ruye. There's Jay Gruden. He's been in Washington now for 4 seasons, and as he enters year 5, the pressure is on. We sat down with him yesterday, Danny, and he told us he's got to win. He doesn't have the luxury of waiting, nor does Alex Smith or this offense.
That's absolutely right, GP. Jay Gruden has acknowledged their running game has looked like a baked dog left out on the highway for 16 months in a desert setting. But now this year, that's all going to be solved, because they drafted a running back in the second round. They couldn't run it on first down, second down, third down. Third and short was a disaster on stilts next to a tire fire underneath an unsanctioned petting zoo. But it's all solved now because Darius Geis is here. That is a whitewash of all the problems of the past. The best offense ever? You betcha.
Let's run it back, Tommy. Let's try it again. Let's try this one more time. Third time's the charm.
Yeah, I didn't feel that one. I was wrong.
I didn't love that one. Good evening, Redskins fans, and welcome in to Foxborough, Massachusetts.
This is it.
Home of the New England Patriots.
That's the one.
Where tonight your Redskins take on a team vying for yet another Super Bowl appearance. Hello again, everybody. I'm Grant Paulson, joined as always by Danny Ruye. I'm being told that the great Greg Gibson is in the crowd tonight. He will be umpiring at Fenway Park in Boston tomorrow, so he will grace us with his presence this evening. He just landed. That's good news. Also good news for the Redskins. They were able to re-sign Sean LaVau at left guard. Many questions about what they would do to solve that problem, and they brought Sean LaVau back. More good news for the Redskins. They've got two cornerbacks, Danny, vying for the starting job, neither of whom have ever been starters before, both opposite Josh Norman.
Sean LaVau, the safety schools of left guard. You apply to a bunch of Ivy Leagues and a couple small private schools, got into none of them. So now all of a sudden you're going to a junior college for a couple of years in hopes you could transfer somewhere better. That's the left guard signing in an open market that featured plenty of left guards.
You're hoping Mitt Brittany will get you out of your JUCO and onto a Division I school, Mitt Brittany. And there you are.
And there it is.
That's the way the game is played as we get you ready for the Redskins and the Patriots. Joking aside, I am pumped. I am ready for football. I've been waiting for a long time like the rest of you, and tonight is the night. The Darius Geis Show begins. Want to see Alex Smith don a Redskins jersey. That'll be cool. Paul Richardson run a couple routes as a Redskins wideout is going to be a needle mover for me. But I do care a lot more about the defense. Get a good series or two under your belt. Get a little momentum and get off the field.
Here's what I care about. I'm not going to go nuts if they go Osaka, Japan on this thing and put up, you know, 42 points Steve Spurrier style, you know, where he's showing the whole playbook and whatever. I want to look correct, normal, organized, and out of the huddle, no confusion. I just want to look like an NFL team. I don't care about the win. I don't care about if they beat New England up there with a bunch of backups and guys that won't be playing. They'll be hosting middays on 106.7 The Fan in a few weeks. I don't care about that part. Just look like you're supposed to look. You know what I mean? I want them to set the stage for the first fast start under Jay Gruden's tenure. I'd like them to be ready to win a season opener for the first time in his what will be his fifth season. I just want crispness. I want to look cohesive. I just want to look like an NFL team. I don't want the, whoops, we're bubbling. We got a lot of work to do. Don't show me that. Not that they have been terrible in the past in the preseason, but I just want the operation to look good.
I think it will. They did a little bit more in practices in Richmond to make sure that that was the case. And let's face it, you're talking about going out there and looking good for a couple of drives with your starters. What happens after the first quarter, a lot of times in this game, in the first preseason contest, it's guys that aren't going to be here. I mean, you and I aren't going to really hold that against Jay Gruden and this staff necessarily. So go out there and play a couple good drives and play one solid quarter, get off the field healthy, and everyone's going to feel pretty good. Braves-Nats right here at Nats Park today. Yeah, that's right. Welcome in, boys and girls, to Nationals Park, where Anibal Sanchez and Gio Gonzalez are set to toe the rubber. Sanchez is right-handed, and all he does is beat the Nationals. Gonzalez is left-handed, and he likes high pitch counts, not getting deep into starts, and taxing the bullpen. What's going to happen? We'll find out in 35 minutes right here on The Fan.
That was good enough. I didn't need to chime in there. I was thinking about doing a Joe Simpson. We're like, I saw the Nationals walking around, walking into the stadium. I didn't like their attire. I didn't like it.
You didn't like what they were wearing?
No, I'm Joe Simpson. I have a problem with that.
Wow.
I got a problem with you, too. What are you wearing, shorts?
I am.
What is this? What is this, a country club?
Are you broadcasting a game in shorts?
What are you doing?
Is that what you're doing? Where's Greg Gibson at, anyway?
Have some respect to yourself.
Thank God Greg Gibson threw that guy out who says he's 19 years old, huh? Why do I act like Joe Simpson is a New Yorker?
He's like a Brooklyn tough. Yeah. He's like a 1950s street kid.
Very weird accent I give him. Here is your lineup for the Atlanta Braves. Ronald Acuna Jr. last night robbed a home run, hit a home run, stole a base, showed off the skill set. That's why he's one of the best prospects in baseball. He bats leadoff. Ozzie Albies has one of the highest extra base hit totals in the sport, 11 steals this year. He'll at second. Nats killer Freddie Freeman bats third with that .314 average. He's got 70 batted in on the year. That's tied for Bryce Harper. The National League leaderboard. Nick Markakis will bat cleanup, hitting .322 on the season. Kurt Suzuki has had a lot of success against his former team over the last couple of years. He'll bat fifth. Charlie Culberson has 8 homers this year. 5 have come against the Nats.
$5 footlong against the Nats, man.
3 have come in the last 36 hours. He has pulverized them in this series. Ender Inciarte bats 7th. I never thought about this. Blue Shorts said yesterday, Ender Inciarte is a bad name, and it really is a hilariously bad name. Ender Inciarte. I always like saying it, but think about that name, Ender Inciarte.
You have to really enunciate it, because it's otherwise difficult. People think it's Enda, and then Rinciarte is his last name. Remember Andujar Cedeno? It would always, the two names would morph into one, and it was almost like this one super long word.
All
it was always
syllables.
Confusing. Yeah.
Swanson bats 8th, Sanchez bats 9th, and you need Gio Gonzalez to do work. Eaton, Turner, Soto, Rendon, Murphy, Zimmerman, Taylor, Weider, Gonzalez, 1-9 for the Nats, trying to support him. More on the lineups, more on this ball game. Starting with your official pregame right here on the home for the Nationals, 106.7 The Fan in moments. And remember, this game is not televised today. No rushing home to turn on Masson. It is not on TV at all, anywhere. It's only on the radio. So listen to it on 106.7 The Fan starting in 35 minutes. For Danny, Dar, and Tom, Grant saying so long.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.